Lower Beginner, Season 1, Lesson 13. Here's some friendly Bulgarian advice. Hello, and welcome back to BulgarianPod101.com. This is Lower Beginner, Season 1, Lesson 13. Here's some friendly Bulgarian advice. My name is Becky.
Здрасти, and I'm Eva.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to give advice and opinions in Bulgarian.
The conversation takes place at a beauty salon.
It's between Maria and Petya.
The speakers are good friends, so they use informal speech.
Let's listen to the conversation.
Дано да остане за по-дълго.
Изглежда, че е зает с работата си в Лондон.
В такъв случай не се привързвай много.
Да, зная.
Мисля, че трябва да внимаваш.
Ще бъда внимателна, благодаря ти.
Now, let's hear the conversation one time, slowly.
Дано да остане за по-дълго.
Изглежда, че е зает с работата си в Лондон.
В такъв случай не се привързвай много.
Да, зная.
Мисля, че трябва да внимаваш.
Ще бъда внимателна. Благодаря ти.
And now with the English translation.
Дано да остане за по-дълго.
I hope he will stay longer here.
Изглежда, че е зает с работата си в Лондон.
It seems that he's busy with his job in London.
В такъв случай не се привързвай много.
Then don't get too attached.
Да, зная.
Yeah, I know.
Мисля, че трябва да внимаваш.
I think you should be careful.
Ще бъда внимателна, благодаря ти.
I will be careful. Thanks.
Maria and Petya are talking about relationships in Bulgaria.
So let's explore some basic facts about romantic relationships in Bulgarian culture.
Well, first of all, the family is an integral part of Bulgarian culture. It strongly influences how people behave and live their daily lives. Loyalty and commitment to family members are essential.
And that means romantic relationships also place this emphasis on loyalty and commitment.
For sure. Dating a person from Bulgaria requires you to respect the customs and tradition of the culture.
That makes sense. What other tips do you have about Bulgarian relationships?
Usually dating is a long process that can include many dinners and activities where the couple gets to know each other.
I'm sure these dates are similar to other countries where it's important to impress the woman.
It's important for a man to be respectful and show interest in the woman. Sometimes he should bring a small gift to show his feelings.
That's a good tip.
But you should also know that Bulgarians are passionate and sometimes possessive.
Well, I suppose that's not so surprising considering how much value is placed on commitment. Okay, now let's move on to the vocab. Now let's take a look at the vocabulary in this lesson. The first word we shall see is...
Дано.
I hope.
Дано. Дано.
Next.
Оставам.
To stay.
Оставам. Оставам.
Next.
Изглежда.
Seems.
Изглежда. Изглежда.
Next.
Че.
That.
Че. Че.
Next.
Заед.
Busy.
Заед. Заед.
Next.
Привързвам се.
Get attached.
Привързвам се. Привързвам се.
Next.
Мисля.
To think.
Мисля. Мисля.
Next.
Трябва да.
Have to. Should.
Трябва да. Трябва да.
Next.
Внимавам.
To be careful.
Внимавам. Внимавам.
And last.
Зная.
To know.
Зная. Зная.
Let's take a closer look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson. What's first, Eva?
The first word we have is donnons.
This literally means something like let it happen, but a closer translation in English is I hope.
Yes. For example, you can say I hope I will pass the test, which in Bulgarian will be дано ми на теста.
But you can also say something like let everything be okay,
which would be дано всичко е наред in Bulgarian.
Okay, what's next then?
Изглежда.
It's a Bulgarian verb meaning to seem or to look like.
It's used in the same way as in English.
Listeners, repeat after Eva.
Изглежда.
The verb form introduced here is in the third person singular. It seems like, or it looks like.
If you use it in the first person singular, you can make sentences like this. How do I look?
How does this sound in Bulgarian?
It's как изглеждам.
Okay, that's a useful phrase. What's the last word?
Зная.
This is a verb that means to know.
Yes, and here it is again. Зная.
Now, there is another form of this same verb which has the same meaning and is used in Bulgarian in the same kinds of situations.
And that's the verb знам.
This difference is only for the first person singular form, right?
Yes, the others are знаешь, you know, знае, he, she, it, knows, знаем, we know, знаете, you know, and знаят, they know.
Eva, can you repeat those for our listeners?
Yes. Зная or знам for I know. Then, знаешь, you know, знае, he, she, it, knows, знаем, we know, знаете, you know, знаят, they know.
Okay, now let's move on to the grammar. In this lesson, you'll learn how to give advice and opinions in Bulgarian.
When you suggest something, let's say that something should be in some condition, give advice about something, or just express your opinion, you use the verb to think. In Bulgarian, that's мисля, plus the phrase че трябва, meaning that you should.
After those three words, you usually add a form that means something like to do something.
That's right. It's да, verb, or the conjunction да plus the appropriate verb form.
So altogether we have, I think that you should be something, or I think that you should do something.
Which in Bulgarian is мисля, че трябва да си adjective, or мисля, че трябва да verb.
In both cases, you address someone with the second person singular form of the adjective or the verb.
So if we have a sentence using an adjective, we can say, for example, мисля, че трябва да си по-упорит.
Can you repeat it, please, Eva?
Мисля, че трябва да си по-упорит.
This means, I think you should be more persistent.
Exactly. Here the adjective упорит is in its comparative form, which is made by adding the prefix по in front of the word. So it's по-упорит, meaning more persistent.
And again, listeners, repeat the two forms after Eva.
Упорит, persistent, and по-упорит, more persistent.
What if you use the verb form to do something in this type of sentence?
Well, you get an example like this. Мисля, че трябва да отидеш на почивка.
In English, I think you should go on vacation.
Yes, here, да отидеш на почивка means you to go on vacation.
What else can you tell us about this?
The example so far we're using the second person singular forms of the verbs and the adjectives.
So what if we want to use formal language instead?
If we are talking to one person formally, we need to change the forms into second person plural.
Okay, for example?
For example, they will change like this. Мисля, че трябва да си починете.
In English, I think you should take a rest.
Where да си починете is a second person plural form of the verb to rest. Почивам си.
How about an example with an adjective?
Okay. Мисля, че трябва да сте много щастливи.
This means, I think you must be very happy.
Here the adjective happy, щастливи, is in plural. The singular is щастлив in masculine.
Can you repeat those for our listeners?
Yes, of course. Щастлив. Singular masculine. Щастливи. Plural.
But note that it's unusual to give personalized advice or opinions in formal situations like this, so these forms are not very common. Okay, that about does it for this lesson.
Make sure to check the lesson notes for more information and examples.
And practice with them too.
That's right.
Listeners, do you know the reason flashcards are so popular?
It's because they work.
We've taken this time-tested studying tool and modernized with My Word Bank flashcards.
Learn vocabulary using your eyes and ears.
It's simple and powerful. Save difficult and interesting words to your personal vocabulary list called My Word Bank.
Master words in your My Word Bank by practicing with flashcards.
Words in My Word Bank come with audio, so you learn proper pronunciation.
While you learn to recognize words by sight.
Go to BulgarianPod101.com now and try My Word Bank and flashcards today.
See you next time.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Дано да остане за по-дълго.
Изглежда, че е зает с работата си в Лондон.
В такъв случай не се привързвай много.
Да, зная.
Мисля, че трябва да внимаваш.
Ще бъда внимателна, благодаря ти.